So it's a big day of the year in Rutland and Stamford, and I'm Rob Pisani. We're here at Stamford College, and could you tell me your name and tell me about today for you and what it means to you?
Hi, I'm Alex Potts. It's results day, and it determines whether or not I get into university, so it's a bit scary, but exciting, yeah.
Did you know anything before you came here today?
No, I deleted my email app, so I couldn't check whether or not I got into university beforehand because I was too scared, but yeah.
You wanted to do it with people around you who knew who would be able to support you.
I actually went back into the car and opened it with my dad and then came back because I was too scared, but yeah.
And what are your results and whereabouts are you going? Would you like to tell us?
I got 3 A stars in biology, chemistry and maths, and I'm going to the University of Manchester to study medicine. So, excited.
So it sounds like you've got a career path planned out as to where you'd like to go after that?
Yeah, definitely. I want to hopefully be a surgeon. I'm not sure in what, maybe neuro-oncology, but it's a long way away yet, so we'll see.
Wow, so that's quite a job, quite a responsibility you're working up to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And what does today mean to you to be back here and actually seeing the students that obviously you've been with for the last couple of years or so?
It feels like the last 2 years have gone very fast, but it's nice to see everyone again. I mean, I've seen a lot of people over the holidays anyway, so it's not that different, but I've realised how little people I actually recognise. I only really recognise the people on my course, so yeah.
But you've had a great time at Stamford College, and come next month or so you'll be on your next part of the journey.
Definitely, I'm really thankful for everyone here, especially my teachers, so I couldn't have done it without them. So
wonderful, thanks for joining us on Rutland Stamford Sound, congratulations.
Thank you.
It's Rutland Stamford Sound on this Thursday morning. The sun is shining, bit of a breeze, lots of students around Stamford College today picking up their A-level results and also other qualifications here. Could you tell me your name and what you've been studying?
Logan Vogtberg, and I've been studying A-levels.
And how did you do?
I got AAB, so I'm quite happy.
I bet you are, absolutely. What were they in?
Maths, physics and chemistry.
Which are tough subjects, aren't they, to be honest?
Yeah, they are quite tough, especially chemistry.
And what's your next step?
I'm going to study maths and physics at the Open University and come back to the college and work as a lab technician.
Wow, that's quite an interesting way around. So how did the Open University kind of head towards your thinking?
I was classified as an international student, so obviously the fees are a bit too expensive for what I can do. So I had to apply. So with the Open University, I can fund my own studying. So I decided to do that instead.
So you came from another country to be here in Stamford?
Yeah, I've come from South Africa 2 years ago. So.
And how are you enjoying life locally?
Yeah, good. Weather's a bit cold, but
yes,
but good, yeah.
Excellent. Thanks for joining us on Rutland and Stamford Sound.
No,
congratulations on your
A-levels.
Thank you. That's Logan. We'll speak to more students through the morning here on Rutland and Stamford Sound. Tell you what I wasn't expecting today at Stamford College was actually seeing a queue of students and the white envelopes. It still happens. I'm here with Marilyn Phelps from Stamford College, who's been heading all this up this morning. I guess there's a lot of A-level results. There's other qualifications here at Stamford College that people are collecting today. Tell us about the spread that you have.
Yeah, so today it's the level 3 qualifications. So it is A-levels, like you say, but it's also all the BTECs. So that covers UAL courses, which are art, BTECs and things like health and social care and business. So, yeah, a range of students coming in to collect their qualifications results today, which is really exciting. And because we do provide them online, so they can see them online. But obviously, as you can see, a lot of them like the experience of coming in, seeing their friends. It's a kind of bit of closure and a chance to commiserate and celebrate. And obviously with the staff, we're all here, so it gives them the chance to, you know, say thank you and for us to go, yay, well done, and give them big hugs, which is brilliant.
And actually, you know, there are students, obviously, that will get exactly what they wanted and the path that they wanted. Then the students who actually, you know, their heart sinks and they think, where am I going to next? But you've got people on hand to support them right the way through.
Yeah, so we have a very good careers team here. We always give them lots of good advice when they actually apply to uni so that they apply, hopefully, for something that's realistic, the things that they can achieve. We obviously have high-flying students. We've got some students today who have actually done better than they had been predicted, so they're being helped with getting in contact with universities who maybe refused them originally. We've only got 3 students who've actually not got into the courses that they wanted, and they've been offered an alternative, but the careers team are managing to get them in to contact universities where they can actually get an alternative degree. Sometimes what happens is the university will say, we'll take you, but we'll put you on a foundation course. But we've got a student who has now got 3 universities he can apply for a straight degree, which is what he deserves. He's a very good student. It's just results weren't quite what he had hoped for. So, yeah, we always have the careers team on hand and also the staff to, you know, do a bit of commiserating where required. But to be frank, today it's mainly celebrating. Our results have been fantastic. The students have done really, really well. we're really, really proud of them.
Really pleased to hear it. You know, it's as nerve-wracking for you as the staff as well, in a way. Or maybe not as, but, you know, in the same way, you go through the same emotions.
You do, because obviously we've spent 2 years working with these students, so you know them, you know what their aspirations are, you know how hard they've worked. I mean, we have increasing numbers of students with anxiety, so you know that they have personal barriers that they have to, you know, deal with when they're actually sitting their exams, and you just worry whether they're actually going to get what they actually deserve. And it's just outstanding. The students have done so, so well, and some of our most anxious students have done, you know, have really done well. They've got some of the best grades, which is absolutely fantastic given where they've come from. So yeah, but it is always really stressful for the staff, and for us today is very much about the personal stuff. It's about the individual students. Obviously we then go away and I've already looked at the data, but for us the students the most important thing, and as long as they've got grades that enable them to go on to what they want to do, that's the key thing. It is stepping stone to the next step. Then we've got students who are going into employment, we've got students going into apprenticeships, and then students going into a whole range of universities including the Russell Group. So yeah, the whole range, and it's fantastic.
Marilyn Phelps, thanks for joining us on Rutland and Stanford Sound. This day seems to come round so quickly each year.
It does, it absolutely does.
But what a day, and lovely to be able to celebrate with the students and also be able to see the support as well that they get if they need it.
Yes, thank you. Yeah, I think that's something that we do very well as a college, and that's not just the A-level team, that's the wider welfare support and the careers advice, etc. So yeah, a great place to study and fantastic results at the end of it, so thank you.
It's Rutland Stanford Sound. I'm here with Kat Beaton, who's part of the Inspire Education Group at University Centre Peterborough, here at Stanford College today. And talking clearing, I mean, we're hearing that there's more and more clearing places available this year, about 4,000 odd nationally. It seems as though so far there's a lot of students who need it here, but it's such a valuable part of today, isn't it?
It is, because there's lots of students who are undecided still, who still haven't made up their minds, but there are students who were hoping for one thing, but their track has changed because of their results. And so it's important to be able to give them the information and the advice for what they need to do next. But clearing in many institutions, including ours, is currently open.
What's the time period on it? Because I didn't go through it myself, but you get the sense as a student it's a race against the clock.
Yeah, I mean, in many ways it is a little bit, because you need to get things in place as soon as possible to get the best out of your journey. For instance, student finance, the sooner you apply for that, the better. Can't stress that enough. But essentially, you have got a little bit of time left. You can take a pause, you can take a few minutes to make your decision of what you want to do next, because most places will still accept applications up to a couple of weeks in. So it's not advisable to wait that long, but, you know, don't rush it if you don't have to. But after you've taken that pause, then it's important to gather your thoughts and really make a decision about what you want to do next.
And we speak to a lot of students who do have that path planned out, but you know, there's some students who haven't a clue what they want to do next. I mean, that's quite difficult to kind of guide them in that direction, I guess, is it? Do you just give them a few options?
Yeah, well, really, it's important to find out what it is they've been thinking about and why it is that they haven't made a decision. Is it because they haven't found anything they're interested in? Is it because potentially they've been pushed in a different direction than they actually wanted to go? So sometimes it can be really important just to have that conversation, whether your guidance in your institution or whether you're the institution they're looking to go to, is what do you want? What are you interested in? What have you been thinking about? And find out why they haven't made the decision potentially. So that you can answer their questions, because it's not about what's right for you or for your institution, it's about what's right for that student who is looking to come to you.
And, you know, this is all about them getting the next step. You know, today is about that, really, isn't it?
It is, yes. You don't have to plan your entire journey the second you get your results or even while you're approaching them. You just have to look at what might be next for you. And you can have a long-term goal. Many people do. And, you know, that's a great pathway to take, to know what you want and to know what you're going for. But if you don't, that's fine too. It's just important to know what you would like to do next.
And there's people here that will be able to answer any questions really about your next step. I mean, I spoke to Marilyn Phelps earlier, who was talking about the careers team that are here. You're here on the clearing side. You're going to be here throughout the morning, and obviously students can contact you whenever they need to.
Yes, absolutely. So, yeah, they can get all kinds of advice while they're here, whether it's what step they're going to take next, just taking a breather because they've made all their plans and they've got the results that they want. But yes, if they do need any kind of help, we're here to answer all of their questions. questions. And if they don't get their questions answered today, we're always available to contact through the website afterwards as well. So lots of opportunities for help and advice.
Wonderful. Kat Beaton from University Centre Peterborough. Thanks for joining us at Stanford College today on A-Level Results Day. Still call it that, but obviously there are other qualifications available that, you know, students are collecting as well.
Yes, many other qualifications available to you.
Yes, thank you.